USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Nashville, Tennessee police officer was shot Tuesday evening in an ambush-style attack while responding to a 911 call, where a gunman opened fire on officers as they knocked on the door. Officer Brian Sherman was shot in the upper left arm as he and other officers responded to a setup call. Amid reports, a woman was shot inside the home. The suspect took his own life at the scene. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, who was found guilty in the murder of George Floyd, is asking for a new trial. 10 issues have been raised by his defense lawyer. Change of venue and sequestering the jury request were denied by the court. Also, new evidence regarding juror number 52, Brandon Mitchell. He may have lied to the court about opinions about police before the trial. Photos reveal Brandon at a BLM rally in D.C. wearing a Get Off My Neck t-shirt. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, but you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 844-34-BIBLE. That's 844-34-BIBLE. 844-34-BIBLE.
Forget the politicians. Forget the teachers' unions. Fox News sat down with the ones that matter the most during school lockdowns. The kids. Mason Setter is a sixth grader in Philadelphia.
I'm learning something, but I think that the teachers are doing a great job, but it's not what it could be if you're in person.
Lily Rosen is an eighth grader in Torrance, California.
I'm just going to speak for myself. I'm not doing terrible, but my brothers, on the other hand, they're failing, which is not very good. So I do think we really need to get back into the classrooms because it'll be far more beneficial than online is right now.
As many public schools shut down for the pandemic, private schools remained open without any adverse effects. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise, the Republican from Louisiana, is supporting Representative Elise Stefanik to replace Representative Liz Cheney as House Republican Conference Chair. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy was caught on a hot mic Tuesday saying he's lost confidence in Cheney and has had it with her behavior. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The great state of Texas is wide open without any COVID-19 restrictions, and science is revealing COVID cases continue to fall in the Lone Star State. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
President Biden set a new goal Tuesday for COVID vaccinations in the U.S., saying he would push for 70% of the adult population to have received at least one dose by July 4th. The CDC says that about 56% of American adults have so far gotten at least one shot. Admiral Brett Garrard believes that's an achievable goal. The former HHS Assistant Secretary tells Fox News that current trends show that the country is already seeing the light at the end of the pandemic tunnel.
70% is not a magic number, but what we're seeing right now in 39 out of 50 states is the R, not to get geeky, but the R is less than one, meaning that cases are continuing to decline, even in places like Texas that are fully open with 100% occupancy, with everybody going around their daily business. So we are really, that light is almost at, you know, we're at the end of the tunnel right now. We're seeing it, and again, very achievable by July 4th to get that that percentage of 70% done.
National Geographic is reporting the 7-day average of new COVID-19 cases in the United States has declined 21% from last week. 11 days after the National Football League draft, the league will release its full regular season schedule for all 32 teams. The 2021 schedule will be released on Wednesday, May 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.